हरिः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीहद्वैतगराधर शिवसरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chapter 13, Krishna's Personality. Then text 21222. When Krishna manifests all qualities, he is described by the intelligent as most perfect. Manifesting the qualities incompletely, he is called more perfect. And manifesting even less qualities, he is called perfect. Jiva Goswami. In comparison with the other two, he is called most perfect by manifesting all qualities, though Krishna may not display all the qualities all the time. He has all the qualities that by his will he may express when there's the opportunity for, when it comes up. But we see is that when it goes less, when it's more perfect, that means he won't be manifesting all the qualities. And then perfect means he's not manifesting all the qualities to a lesser degree or only specific ones. Like in Varaha, his specific qualities he'll manifest. Other things won't be manifest because the form of Varaha is perfect for certain activities and for certain interactions. Or Nrisingadeva is perfect for certain activities. Like that. Does that make sense? Because of the correspondence between the greater intensity of bhakti and Krishna's devotees, right? So, depending on how intense it is, that's the thing. So, the most intense devotees, then it's the most perfect. Just a little below that, then it'll be more perfect. And then below that, it'll be perfect. All of them are perfect. It's just that, so, they're on the, you could say, your full standard transcendental intensity in perfect. But then the intensity is greater in more perfect, and even more than that in most perfect. So, 21223. In Goloka, Krishna appears as most perfect. In Dwarka, Mathura, and other places, he appears as perfect and more perfect. We skipped a footnote. Oh, we didn't even finish that. In comparison to this, when Krishna manifests himself incompletely, asarva vyanjaka, and shows comparatively less qualities, he is called more perfect. In comparison to that, when he manifests even less of the qualities, alpa darshaka, he is called perfect. Right, so you have the sarva, asarva, and alpa, right, just a little bit. Footnote 1. As all surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects. O son of Prita, Bhagavad Gita 4.11. So everyone's following, but it's just a matter of what's there. So his transcendental qualities will be shown to devotees. Mm-hmm. Like that. And for the mundaners, then it'll just be in which way they surrender to Krishna. Because there's one path. You can go towards Krishna, away from Krishna. But they're on one path. Right? There's not many paths. It's just one path. And so then it's just a matter of them, how Krishna interacts with them. Mm-hmm.
When it mentions about perfect, more perfect, and most perfect, so the other sampradayas who belong to the other categories, do they accept this in a very broad way that, yes, this is what it is?
But why would they have to accept it? And why do we have to worry about if they accept it?
Yeah, we should not worry. Sometimes it happens in the shoes then.
Yeah, but if you understand, then why bring it up?
because we were reading the nectar of devotion of Sri.
Right, and how often are you sitting with Shris and reading nectar of devotion? You must be doing it in Sanskrit, right? Like that would be appropriate, right? You're going to have an istogosti with the Shris and read nectar devotion. Better to run the whole thing in Sanskrit.
Because they were attending the Bhakti Shastri course in Pune, so that's the reason I just came.
The Shris are attending the Bhakti Shastri course in Pune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And on their forehead, what do they have?
They have the Shri Tilak.
How much of the Shri Tilak?
The red one.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Only if they have the white one, then they might get grumpy. Red just means their parents are Shris. White means they're established, they're initiated. They're, so I guarantee you none of them are. They have the things?
Yes, yes.
Sure.
Yeah, because white they apply only when on occasions like Janmashtami and things like that. Not otherwise.
Are you sure? Because amongst themselves, they only put red if they're not so... Because in other words, the red is Lakshmi. And so then they're devotional and they're following in that way. But they're not following all the practices that a Shri, fully initiated Sri Vaishnava should follow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they don't wear the white. And those that do, they wear the white. Because you see, the ones that wear white only wear white. It means they wear the red, but they don't sometimes wear the red one and not the white.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that wear the white always wear.
I don't know the difference.
There's a difference. It means this is at least what the Shris say. Because we may have our own idea, but you know, unless it's changed in the last few years. But I think this is what the Sambhat Kumar Bhattacharya explained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just they're there, the sampradaya, they're following, and you know, it's just like, you know. Somebody says, you know, it's like, you know, Christians go to the church on Sunday.
Yeah.
But they don't wear that collar. So the people who are committed, then they'll only wear the white one. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point is that we're studying this, and what's the problem? They've come to us, so what's the problem? Because even they know all these things, it doesn't mean it changes their taste. Right, so if they like worshiping the Lord in opulence, then it's not a problem, because dwarka means that you is sweetness and opulence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw like mostly the Shris, they don't have much problem, because in Tirupati when they address Balaji, most of the names refer to Krishna. So
yeah, they're all
Gokula.
Yeah.
So they are cool with it, because they have something to identify with.
Yeah. They'll say that he comes from Mahanarayan, yeah. But we're not discussing that point. That doesn't come up. That's not the point that's discussed. We're just discussing about Krishna and his quality. And so by discussing them, then they may find that they get more... how do you say? They get more interested and more attracted.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't change for them. Why would we change for them? They're coming to us, right? Prabhupada says, you go out to the market, then you have to sell at market rate. People come to you at your house, you sell at your rate. Okay, we said that. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Rupa Goswami states that although Lord Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure and the greatest leader of all, he is still dependent upon his devotees in three ways. According to the emotional status of the devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is appreciated in three ways. As the most perfect, as very perfect, and as perfect. When he exhibits himself in fullness, he is appreciated by great learned scholars as most perfect. When he exhibits himself in lesser degrees, he is called very perfect. When he exhibits still less, he is called perfect. Right, so this is within unlimited, but the point is yeah. This means that Krishna is appreciated for 3 degrees of perfection. These 3 degrees of perfection are explicitly exhibited as follows. When he is in Goloka Vrindavan, his transcendental qualities are exhibited as most perfect. When he is in Dwarka, he exhibits his qualities as very perfect. And when he is in Mathura, he exhibits his qualities as perfect. Oh, okay, it goes down that way. I always somehow know the thought Mathura was up. But this makes more sense, because when you're talking about the conjugal rasa, it goes down like this. Okay.
Why is there no mention of Vaikuntha?
Because you're already, when you're dealing with Dwarka and Mathura, you're already dealing with Vaikuntha. It's just that if the opulence is more, then it will turn. You'll then get the 24 Vaikuntha planets. So that makes sense. So it appears Mathura, it makes sense, because when he comes into Mathura, he comes in with 4 arms, he and Balaram. Mm-hmm. But when he comes to Dwarka, it doesn't mention he manifests 4 arms. So that means that Mathura is in this, it's perfect. So that you can say is from there expands your, because Mathura is where Mahanarayan is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then that will expand your Vaikuntha.
Yes.
Sri Jiva Goswami. In perfection in Gokula, the perfection in Gokula includes fullness and majesty as illustrated by the following. Then, while Lord Brahma looked on, all the calves and the boys tending them immediately appeared to have complexions the color of bluish rain clouds, and to be dressed in yellow silken garments. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.13.46. The perfection of Krishna and Gokula also includes fullness and sweetness. O learned Brahmana, Mother Jashoda's breast milk was sucked by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.46. Krishna and Gokula also includes fullness of mercy. Alas, how shall I take shelter of one more merciful than he who granted the position of mother to a she-demon, Putana, although she was unfaithful and she prepared deadly poison to be sucked from her breast? Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.23. Manifestations in places other than Dwarka and Mathura, indicated by the word Adi, are not classified as more perfect or perfect in the statements, since no correlation of gradations have been given for these places. Rather, the gradations are perfect and more perfect should be applied appropriately to other places, such as Avanti, Kurukshetra, and Hastinapur. According to Krishna's particular display of mercy, powers, and sweetness at these places. Right? So, depending what he's showing and all that, if it's more sweetness, more powers, or like this and that, then it'll... So these are the other aspects. 2.1.2.24. Krishna is also classified into 4 types. Right? So you have these 3. Right? Then you have these 4. Dhiro-datta, Dhira-lalita, Dhira-prashanta, and Dhiro-datta. Oh, okay, so this is Dhiro-datta. And this is Dhiro-datta. Datta. Okay. 2.1.2.25. Classifying Krishna into 4 different types is not a contradiction, because of respective differences in pastimes, who is the abode of many types of qualities and activities. Footnote 2. Akila Rasamrita Murtihi. Krishna is filled with all rasas. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.1. So, the... that's his opening. Krishna is filled with all rasas, and then just goes from there. So depending upon the situation and that, then these 4 kinds of moods will be there. Mm-hmm. What is the situation? What are the devotees? What's the activity? Like that. Srila Prabhupada. Krishna's personality is analyzed as Dhiro-datta, Dhira-lalita, Dhira-prashanta, and Dhiro-datta. Okay. If one asks how a personality can be held in 4 quite opposing ways, the answer is that the Lord is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities and activities. Therefore, he is different. His different aspects can be analyzed according to the exhibition of his limitless varieties of pastimes. And as such, there is no contradiction. Right? So it's just a matter of the pastimes. Then these qualities will come up. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. If one is a Dira Shanta, he cannot be a Dira Lalita. Right? So this seems to be a statement. Though this rule applies to other people, it does not apply to Krishna. That is because at different times he displays these different types. So you'll have a personality and he'll be one or the other. But with Krishna, depending on the devotees and the time, he'll manifest one or the other. Because the Dira Shanta, then he just does it, you know, he's there, he does everything ideally in that, and it's the perfect thing. So because of that aspect, you also see that detachment aspect is there. Mm-hmm. The example is given Yudhishthira's Dira. Mm-hmm. Prashanta is the same. And Dira Lalita, then that's the example is like of Cupid, as Prajumna, where he, so one is, Dira Shanta is Aniruddha, and Dira Lalita is Prajumna. So there is he's very, the mood and that, you know, the Casanova aspect. Like that. So you can't be both at once. But Krishna, he has the nature, so depending on the devotees, he'll be one with one and the other with the others. Yes.
Now, conditional nature, and we are talking about some qualities of Krishna, for example, about Ramachandra before. At least you gave example of wife of devotee who attracted by Lord Ramachandra because he is in Sri Rasa, according to conditional nature.
Mm-hmm.
Then this person will be purified. Is it possible that he will change?
If these attractions are coming up in the conditioned state, they can always change. Like that, because who knows what the position is there. But by the association of devotees in that, it changes. But once one comes to that purified state and there's a natural attraction there, then that's generally, that becomes steady. Does that make sense? But in the beginning, might be attracted to all kinds of things. You know, it's like, remember one devotee was saying he took his mom came to the temple visit and that, you know, festival or something. So they, you know, decorated really nice, lots of flowers, and, you know, really did a nice thing. And he took her in for darshan and all that. And when they went out, and he says, so, you know, what do you think? He says, wow, fabulous, nice flower arrangements. What's the occasion? Why so many flowers? She didn't see the deities. She just saw the flowers. So. She appreciated the flowers.
New attraction to Krishna, specific qualities of Krishna will be up to the level of Anartha Nivriti, Nishpa, or before also.
The main point is that comes up when you come to the when it's Anartha Nivriti, meaning Bhava, because that's then where you get fixed. Right? Before that, you're steady in your practice of your sadhana. Like that. And there may be an idea and a focus, but it's not necessarily so. It means if it comes up, nice. And if it doesn't come up, don't worry about it. Point is we're associating and worshiping Krishna, because that's the specialty that's being given. It means all these others, then they're the ones that are, other places are generally more easily available. But Braj, that's rare. And so that opportunity is there. So then one takes advantage. You know, if it works, nice, and if it doesn't, then hey, it's all good. But it shouldn't be as, oh, everyone's going for this, I'm unique, I'm different, I'm going for that. But one shouldn't make it into a social thing. Does that make sense? 2.1.226. The person who is inscrutable, modest, tolerant, merciful, determined in vows, who obscures others' pride, is not boastful and is strong, is called Dhirodhata. Srila Prabhupada. Dhirodhata. The Dhirodhata person, and the Dhirodhata is a person who is naturally very grave. Right? That's the meaning of inscrutable. Gentle, forgiving, merciful, determined, humble, highly qualified, chivalrous, and physically attractive. 2.1.227. An example. Your smile steals the pride of those who think they are brave. You are eager to deliver those in suffering condition. You are true to your promises. You are firm in holding up the high mountain. You have treated me kindly, though I have committed offense. You are brought under control by verses of praise. Seeing you with such an inscrutable heart, my words and intelligence have become inactive. Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, the following statement given by Indra, the King of Heaven, is very significant. My dear Lord, I admit that I have committed great offenses unto you, but I cannot express my feelings of regret, being bewildered at seeing your extraordinary chivalrous spirit, your endeavor to protect your devotees, your determination, your steadiness in lifting the great hill of Govardhan, your beautiful bodily features, and your astonishing characteristics of being pleased simply by accepting the prayers of your devotees and offenders. Srila Jiva Goswami. These are words of Indra. Stealing others' pride by a smile indicates his power to obscure others' pride. Quote, being eager to deliver those in suffering, end quote, indicates his merciful nature. Nirvyudha Vrata means determined in his vows. Firmness in holding up the mountain indicates his strength. Being kind in spite of receiving offenses indicates his tolerant attitude. Being controlled by verses of praise indicates his modesty. And not being boastful. Oh, it indicates his modesty and not being boastful. Durvi Takriya Hridaya indicates his inscrutable nature. So you can't understand his mood. Because Indra is there and Krishna's showing no emotions. You can't tell what's the mood. Like that.
Brahma also.
Sorry?
With Brahma also.
Brahma also, yes.
Compares with Kalia and Brahma. With Kalia, he reciprocates.
But with Brahma, he doesn't. Yes. It's formal, yes.
These four aspects of Krishna, they are connected to the Sankarsana Nirvana, Padina.
Yes, you can say Shankar Shapratu Adivan Vasudev, but the point is this: Krishna has all those four himself.
Yes.
And depending upon the mood, as we see here, they're giving examples of how he uses these at different times. It'll be more subtle.
Yes.
And if you go into Shankar Shan Prajumna Aniruddha and Vasudeva, it'll be more clear.
Yes. Yes.
Like that. You know, because it'll be steady in that mood. Yes. Like he sees that, he's also giving an example, come up to it, that this Dhirodatta. Then the example is given Ramachandra. So he's always like that, fixed in his mood, always like that. Those who surrender is very merciful to. Like that. He even told Ravana, if he'll just give back Sita now and surrender, then he'll put everybody back. Everybody who's died, everything that's been destroyed, everything, he'll fix everything. But, you know, so that's his mercy and in spite of being kind in spite of receiving offenses indicates his tolerant attitude.
Yes.
So he's willing to do all that, but Ravana is just so attached he would not give back Sita. So therefore he was killed and it just remained that way. Everything just remained. So then Vibhishan becomes the king. But otherwise he would have been put back in his place on his throne, you know, let bygones be bygones, and they would have moved on. He would have taken Sita and gone back. But he would have had to have given her at that time. That's the whole point. But he just wouldn't. He was still thinking, maybe I can win. Maybe I can keep Sita. So then, yeah. But otherwise, then that'll be Vasudev.
This one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like that. It means Vasudev is there. Dira Lalita will be Prajumna. Dira Prasanta will be Aniruddha. And Dhirodatta, that'll be Sankarsana.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because he's Balaram. He'll be very pleasant, and then he'll get really angry and like that. So. But this is all being explained within Krishna himself. Like that. Because he has all four. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Shiva Goswami. Oh, no, we just read that. 2.1, 2.28. All the qualities in the particular list mentioned in relation to Krishna should be understood to manifest more prominently in these four types than other qualities. Though other qualities are also present. Right? So these qualities will manifest the most, so that'll bring out that personal trait. But the other qualities are there. It's not that they're not there. Is that? Yeah. Jiva Goswami. Because In other words, it's always going to be that you have his qualities, but some will take prominence and the others will assist.
Mm-hmm.
And then at other times, other qualities will take prominence and the others will assist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jiva Goswami. In the first three types, the qualities listed are those which are more prominent than other qualities present. These suppress the other qualities in order to manifest themselves clearly in those types. Right, so you'll see is that when we go down to the Chaturvyuha, then the suppression is a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it becomes a more exact, so that it's always like that. With Krishna, it's just suppressed enough to bring out that attitude and that taste. And then the next moment it can change.
Mm-hmm.
2.1.2.29. The previous authorities have described Dhirodatta qualities in Ramachandra. These same qualities are also seen in Krishna according to the type of love of his devotees. So Ramachandra is always manifesting that mood with variety.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we see other qualities are there and they come up and all these different qualities are listed, right, in the Dhirodatta.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, let me say. Okay. Where is the... Oh, I missed the page. Here we go. Inscrutable, right? Modest, tolerant, merciful, determined in vows, who obscures others' pride, is not boastful, and is strong. Right? So at different times, he's showing the strength, or he's showing that he's not boastful, you know, or he's showing he obscures others' pride, or, you know, it's just like that. You know, Ramachandra, then Varuna's not letting him across, so then he just gets out his bow, and, you know, he just stares at the ocean. And then Varuna's there. You know, he's tolerant, he's merciful. You know, so different times, these different ones will take a prominence, and other qualities underneath them will always be assisting. Well, Krishna, then, in one particular manifestation will come up. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Srila Prabhupada, the above statement by the King of Heaven is an exact corroboration of Krishna's being Dhirodatta. Many learned scholars have agreed to also accept Lord Ramachandra as Dhirodatta. But all of Lord Ramachandra's qualities are also included in the character of Lord Krishna. And so it's all there in Krishna. So he'll just be something in one pastime. But with Ramachandra, this will be how all his pastimes are performed. There'll be still variety with it. That's what's so perfect, is even though you're using specific qualities, still you can get unlimited variety out of it.
Right? It's complete freedom.
Yes, but that's why you see Vrindavan has the most. That's why it's the most perfect, because all the qualities and all varieties of occasions are manifest, while in others, then less.
Yes.
You know, so like Ramachandra, that'll be, you know, very perfect.
Yes.
But it's not most perfect.
Yes.
2.1.2.30. He is called Dhira Lalita, who is very clever, endowed with fresh youth, end of the Kaishora period, skillful at joking, and free of worries. He is controlled by his dear devotees. Jiva Goswami. He is controlled by the devotees according to their endowment of excellent prema. I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service. Even within a lifetime of Brahma, your connection with me is beyond reproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.22. Certainly, this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.30.28. Right? So then he's explaining that aspect. So he's controlled by the devotees, by their excellent prema. So we see is that Radharani's controlling, the gopis are controlling. So it's the highest manifestation of this aspect of Dhira Lalita. 2.1.2.31. An example. Krishna made Radha lower her eyes in shame by boldly describing their pastimes of the previous night in front of her friends. Taking that opportunity, he displayed his skill by expertly drawing frolicking makaras on her breasts. In this way, Krishna sported in the groves and fulfilled his youthful years. Srila Prabhupada. Dhira Lalita. A person is called Dhira Lalita if he is naturally very funny, always in full youthfulness, expert in joking, and free of all anxieties. Such a Dhira Lalita personality is generally found to be domesticated and very submissive to his lover. This Dhira Lalita trait in the personality of Krishna is described as I'm trying to say that. Never seen that one before. By Yajnapatni, the wife of one of the Brahmanas who were performing sacrifices in Vrindavan. She tells her friends, one day Srimati Radharani, accompanied by her associates, was taking rest in her garden, and at that time Lord Sri Krishna arrived in that assembly. After sitting down, he began to narrate very impudently about his previous nice pastimes with Radharani. While he was speaking in that way, Radharani became very embarrassed. She was feeling ashamed and was absorbed in thought. And Krishna took the opportunity to mark her breast with different kinds of tilak. Krishna proved himself to be very expert in that art. In this way, Krishna, as Dhira Lalita, was enjoying his youthful proclivities in the company of the gopis. Jiva Goswami. This is a statement spoken to persons similar to the wives of the Brahmins by a female messenger who participated in the intimate pastimes. Vishnu Chakrabarti Thakur. He fulfilled his youthful years, end quote, indicates that he had reached the end of his Kaishor age, Nava Tarunya, and his carefree nature. Describing his pastimes of the previous night shows his skill at joking. Drawing on Radha's breast indicates his cleverness and being controlled by his lover. 21232. Because he's controlled by Radharani. So it's not that he's saying these things and getting all the girls, getting all their attention and then interacting with them. No, he's saying all these things, then being in that mood, then Radharani becomes very thoughtful, so then he interacts with her. Like that. Does that make sense? So it's very specific, right? Does that make sense? Nowadays, people will use this to catch all the girls. But Krishna's using it just... Yeah. It doesn't mean that the others aren't included, but they're all included in connection with Radharani. 21232. The qualities of Dhira Lalita are clearly revealed in Krishna, but the dramatic scholars give the example of Cupid. Right? So in the other aspect, within this context, then Cupid would be the example of that. Srila Prabhupada. Generally, those who are expert in writing drama choose to call Cupid the ideal Dhira Lalita. But we can more perfectly find in the personality of Krishna all the characteristics of Dhira Lalita. Mm-hmm. Right, so he's fully manifesting. Krishna, Cupid will be manifesting it, but that'll be perfect. Mm-hmm. But here's Krishna, you see, it's the most perfect. 21233. The learned say that he who is peaceful, tolerates suffering, uses discrimination, and possesses qualities like modesty is called Dhira Shanta. 21234. An example. Speaking about Dharma in front of Yudhishthira, Krishna appears like the best of Brahmanas. Pleasant with modesty, his eyes are moving steadily and are filled with love. He shows unlimited good qualities through his skillful speech. Like moving steadily. Right? They're not just darting here and there, restless like with the gopis. Jiva Goswami. Vinaya Madhura Murtihi, with sweet modesty, indicates he is able to tolerate difficulties, a quality of the Dhira Shanta. By his modesty, another quality of the Dhira Shanta. Right? He can tolerate difficulties because of his modesty. Right? Because if you're not seeing yourself as someone special, you can tolerate difficulties. If you think you're special, you can't tolerate anything. Right? Whatever he was instructed to do at that place, he would follow. Maharaj Parikit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, Vishnu, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting post ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc. According to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam 1:16:16. The verse quoted is connected with the verb hearing in the previous verse. Virasana, sitting as a warrior, means that he stayed awake at night with sword in his hand. Niripati, king, refers to Parikshit. An alternative version of the verse has Dharma Putro Pakantam, in front of Yudhishthir. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Krishna appeared just like the best of Brahmanas. He showed his modesty by acting as Arjuna's charioteer and following along with the Pandavas and serving them. This also indicates that he tolerated suffering. Mantara Snigdha Tara, his eyes moving steadily, indicates his peacefulness. Discussing Dharma with Yudhishthira indicates his discrimination. And so he has all those nice qualities. 2:1-2:35. The learned glorify Yudhishthira and others as being Dhirashanta. Right, so they're giving the example of Krishna and how he's doing it, but then they also give the example of what the great scholars and all that, how they'll establish, because it may be easier for us to understand by that way. Mm-hmm. So, as soon as we say Ramachandra, oh, okay, we say Cupid, it makes sense. Because here, as we've always heard all these things, we are not knowing how Krishna in his pastimes is moving through all these different, manifesting these different qualities. Srila Prabhupada, Dhira Prashanta. A person who is very peaceful, forbearing, considerate, and obliging is called Dhira Prashanta. This Dhira Prashanta trait of Krishna was exhibited in his dealings with the Pandavas. On account of the Pandavas' faithful devotion to the Lord, he agreed to become their charioteer, their advisor, his friend, their messenger, and sometimes their bodyguard. This is an example of the result of devotional service towards Vishnu. Footnote 3. Bhagavan Bhakta Bhaktiman. Krishna is devoted to his own devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:86-59. When Krishna was speaking to Maharaj Yudhishthira about religious principles, he demonstrated himself to be a great learned scholar. But because he accepted the position of younger cousin to Yudhishthira, he was speaking in a very gentle tone, which enhanced his beautiful bodily features. Right, so that's, it means very attractive, right? Because we're taking this in the position of Aniruddha, mm-hmm. right? So that means then you have to have the aspect of beauty and renunciation. Mm-hmm. Those two go together, right? Because that's the two, Tejas and Shakti, mm-hmm. right? And so then the beauty and renunciation, then he's able to appreciate. So they'll deal in a very, delicate, nice way, but it's also connected with that beauty aspect. Mm. It makes him more beautiful than how he's dealing. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Yeah. And because he's in the younger position. So even he's an advisor, he's still doing it as a servant. Right? He's doing it in service. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you take all these different moons. Sometimes he's the friend. That means then you have to be at least an equal. But with Yudhishthira, be a friend, but a junior friend.
Mm-hmm.
The Nakula and Sade, a senior friend, mm-hmm. but still a friend, right? Like that. His movements of his eyes and the mode of his speech proved that he was very, very expert in giving moral instructions. Because if you say, has to be peaceful, because if you're giving something in a peaceful way, people will accept it. If you're giving it in a very, political with all kinds of emotion, the difficulty comes up is then it will invoke that emotion in everybody else.
Yes.
And so if that emotion is in line, it will strengthen it, and if it's different, then it'll create an opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That's why we're, so this point of being able to speak in that peaceful position, then that makes it that people will, then it's just, okay, it's logical, it says, yes, properly presented, okay, yeah, no, that's a good point. Now, whether they want to accept it or not, or this or that, but in the other, they'll tend to not, because then it takes on these other moods.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And so then they'll have a tendency to avoid it just because it's opposite.
Yes.
Not that there's some good points in it, right? They're just seeing the opposite part rather than, you know, only maybe the technique is opposite, but the principle may not be. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So that's also then where we were discussing yesterday about when you're discussing the Vedanta philosophy, you're discussing up just because it's fact.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fact, therefore then people will accept that. Because
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have that emotion and all that. It may have conviction in that, but it doesn't have, that's good, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have, you know, we're right, you're wrong kind of stuff.
Yes.
Then you try to bring it down into the specifics of the details.
Yes.
You know, for them to apply it in their position. And then you see, if they're able to take that, they can use it. If it's not, or it's not so much their nature, or it's too early, or they're not purified enough, then you pull it back again to that Vedanta philosophy and find another way to bring it down. You know, it's just like, yeah, you know, you could get it, you know, you could try, you know, because so then, you know, you could, by means... Since it is the mantra of the age, and it will bring about that understanding of the Supreme, so that will bring about the reduction in the, what do you call it, in the material absorption, and so then one will become more peaceful. You know, so then by chanting, you like that. So they're all like that. So then you say, then you see that they're favorable, so you say, so you could take this up on a regular basis and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have these malas, we chant like that, 108, like this, and we chant 16 of these. You know, it'll take us, you know, depending on the speed, an hour and a half, 2 hours, like this, like that. Oh, no, I can't do that. Then you pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you could chant less. I don't know if I could get into that. And then you just say, then whenever you can, you sit, you chant, you do kirtan, you listen to kirtan. And this way you'll be absorbed. And then, oh, yeah, I could do that. You understand? So, in other words, it's in the details, not in the principle, they have a problem. So that's the advantage. When you preach principles,
yes.
that will be accepted.
Yes.
Because they are principles. They're real. They're facts.
Yes.
The others are facts, but they are according to conditioning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yes. so we have applications to connect those conditionings to Krishna. And then you have to find the right one that works. So there's things to say, blanket ones, all Westerners, oh, we can't follow all this stuff. That doesn't make sense.
Yes.
You know, it's only sense. Because that's the whole thing. It's all...
So that means from the previous class categorization...
Yes. It means you come back to the category and then you find what detail... Because there's so many details within a category, so you have to find the one that they'll accept. Does that make sense? Because I've seen some people, you can discuss philosophy, you can get into the most far out stuff. You can discuss about the cosmology according to Vedic, and they're cool with all of it. But you get down to that they should, you know, chant, no, forget it. You know? Or I had one, like I mentioned before, one Bengali man, he'd chant. He'll read Chaitanya Charitamrita avidly, he'll chant. He said, you know, he'll come visit the temple. You know, he has no problem being, you know, coming to the temple. He understands it's vegetarian, so he's cool with that. But if you suggest to him maybe he should become a vegetarian, that, you know, don't even bring that one up. You know, so it's just, that was what he could do. So, you know what I'm saying? So, for many, being vegetarian they can do, but, you know, like that. But the chanting, this guy would chant but not be a vegetarian. Like that. And then you have those that can't do either or those who can do both. So that's the whole thing, is that the principles, those things they're discussing there, then you see is that, and this is the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Means you can do that and it'll have good effect, but it also when you can do it in this peaceful way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as an advisor or whatever works, or from the religious, you just see what method works. But in here, you're just pointing out that it that by that peaceful approach, then you know how you say, non-partisan. You know, it makes it work very easily.
This will probably work in ISKCON meetings very well.
Yes, in ISKCON meetings, you just say, well, you know, it's like, you know, yes, but, I mean, it's a good idea, but, you know, in the past, I, you know, we have example that, you know, this temple president here did that, but then that kind of didn't work out there. It was like that, so there's a weakness there, and then another time like over here. So we have to consider is that it may work in some sense, but not all. So if we're looking for a solution, you know, like this, then this may have a weakness to it. And like that, then they'll all have to say yes. you know, and then somebody, you know, who said, no, but it's the best we have. Okay, then that's that. But then know that that weakness is there. So then how are we going to address that weakness if it comes up? Because they say, if it comes up, and it's already come up twice. So that means we have to have it, we have to be prepared. Otherwise, is it an intelligent decision? So you're not telling them, you know, this is stupid.
Okay. This is the next personality coming
up. Yes, that's the next personality coming up. It's not an option. Like that. Like when you're dealing with, means that, that's the things, like when it just is, it just came out, because when you're dealing with punks, you go back and forth between this one, because you're totally, but with a flavor, it means it's a combination of this and dirodhata. Yeah. Right? You know, in your face. You know, this renounced in your face kind of thing, and it goes back and forth, and like, you know, in other words, you're being nice to them by being in their face. Otherwise, you're completely in session. Who cares? And it works really good on punks. Okay. Yes.
Krishna tells one shloka in Bhagavad Gita that, so not to disturb the minds of ignorant people,
yes,
the wise should engage them gradually the activities of Krishna consciousness.
Yes, exactly. Very good. Yeah, so that's how you then find what works. So all these things are there, Krishna's personality, mm-hmm. and you see is that we'll have these qualities kind of like that because of being that part of Krishna. Mm-hmm. So we have these 50 qualities in very limited amount. Mm-hmm. But the point is an interaction, it's enough to interact. Because Krishna's unlimited means he can interact with unlimited devotees on these platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes Maharaj Yudhishthira is also accepted by learned scholars as Dhira Prashanta. Like that. So just, yeah, that's it. 2.1.236. The wise called Dhirodhata, haughty, the person who shows envy, pride, deceit, anger, fickleness, and boastful nature. An example. O sinner, king of the Yavanas, O frog, today, being foiled, make your residence in the corner of a dark hole. The black snake called Krishna is waiting there, alert to catch you. Just by glancing casually upwards, I have turned the vessel of this universe to ashes. Jiva Goswami, this is a letter written to Kaliyavana. Vyaghuta means turning away. Krishna's threat to turn the universe to ashes is only speaking of some power of creating illusions, since such a thing did not happen. 2.1.238. The learned call persons like Bhima Dhirodhata. Srila Prabhupada. Dhirodhata. A person who is very envious, proud, easily angered, restless, and complacent is called Dhirodhata by learned scholars. Such qualities were visible in the character of Lord Krishna because when he was writing a letter to Kaliyavana, Krishna addressed him as a sinful frog. In his letter, Krishna advised Kaliyavana that he should immediately go and find some dark well for his residence, because there was a black snake named Krishna who was very eager to devour all such sinful frogs. Krishna reminded Kaliyavana that he could turn all the universes to ashes simply by looking at them. You know, so you show all these things, shows that, you know, like that, you know, but it's all done really, really, you know, strongly but coolly, you know, like that.
No passion.
Yeah, because then you lose. That's the thing. 2.1.239. Although qualities such as envy mentioned in verse 236 appear to be false, they should be regarded as good qualities in Krishna because they are benefiting certain pastimes. So in Krishna, even what we would call bad qualities, in Krishna they're good qualities. Mm-hmm. And that's they're just downright bad qualities. But in Krishna, no, because they match the pastime. Mm-hmm. And so therefore he attracts the mind of the devotees, he interacts with the devotees, he does all these wonderful things. Srila Prabhupada. The above statement about Krishna seems apparently to be of an envious nature. But according to different pastimes, places, and times, this quality is accepted as a great characteristic. Krishna's Dhirodhata qualities have been accepted as great because Krishna uses them only to protect his devotees. In other words, even undesirable traits may also be used in exchange of devotional service. So he'll use this to protect the devotees. So that's the time you see it there. Jiva Goswami. These qualities are suitable, shalitvat, for certain pastimes such as punishing the wicked in order to protect the devotees. 2.1.2.40. Another example. Making the low-hanging, water-filled clouds disperse, swinging a frightful trunk with terrifying trumpeting sounds. I, the monstrous, irrepressible elephant called Krishna, destroyer of opponents, have arrived. Flee from the battlefield, O deer called Sri Dharma. So here you see it's being applied, but then with his friends in Vrindavan.
You see, it's a lot of drama inside Krishna is in friends.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. In drama, you can express the most emotions and interact and do all the different things, so it has the most fun. So that's the thing, just always just being cool and nothing and all that. That it's just limited in what you can do with it. But it's used, like you see, Krishna uses it on Indra, he uses it on Brahma. Because they're coming in making a disturbance. But he said he didn't use it on Kaliya, because Kaliya, things were directed against, means he wasn't specifically trying to bother.
Yeah.
It's just by his nature, he's a snake. So then, and then it was directed at Krishna, not his devotees.
Yes.
So there'll be some difference, so therefore the reciprocation will be different. Jiva Goswami, fearing the disappearance of Bhakti Ras by the previous verse quoted, right? Because then it's getting down and you're bringing out the anger and all these different things like that. Chivalry. Starting with Papina. The author gives another example filled with mock derision directed to Sri Dhamma. Ambho Bhara Bhara Pranamra Jalada is the correct version. Ambho Bhara Naman Navina Jalada, new clouds bowing down heavy with water, is an alternative version of the first phrase, but is not acceptable. Since a Tatpurusha compound such as Ambho Bhara Naman Jalada should not be formed with the present participle of a Parasmaipada verb, Naman. Vishva Prakasha says that Adambara means the roaring of an elephant or a trumpet announcing a beginning. Gora Dambara Dambaraha means the loud sounding of terrifying trumpeting. Right, so then you can put that all together really nicely. Because it says that new clouds bowing down heavy with water, then it brings out another aspect of their fullness in that. But here, making the low-hanging, water-filled clouds disperse, right? Making them like that. So it's not about the heavy with water, it's about the low-hanging and they're dispersed. So it may be that they have, because why are they low unless they have a lot of water? But that's not the point being made, it's about how they're dispersed. Does that make sense? Otherwise, then the rasa doesn't come out properly. Right? And here is that, the roaring of an elephant, a trumpet, and then it also is like terrifying trumpeting. So elephants can do both. They have, they can roar, they have a trunk, they're roaring that and trumpeting like this, then they'll disperse. So Krishna is then saying all these things, so they can disperse and all that. Yeah. 2.1.2.41. Some of the qualities listed above are contradictory to each other. Though contradictory, their existence is not impossible in Krishna because of his unrestricted powers. Srila Prabhupada. Once while fighting with a demon who was appearing as a deer, Krishna challenged him in this way. I have come before you as a great elephant named Krishna. You must leave the battlefield accepting defeat, or else there is death awaiting you. This challenging spirit of Krishna is not contradictory to his sublime character. Because he is the Supreme Being, everything is possible in his character. Shiva Goswami. This verse shows the wonderful nature of qualities in Krishna, affirming even qualities such as envy in him. Nirang Kushai Svaryat, unrestricted powers, means because of his ability to control everything and because he is the shelter of everything. Yeah, we won't get farther. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Vrindavan.
Maharaj, if we imbibe this description, we are going to be more attracted by Krishna.
That's the whole idea of all these discussions, is that we know more about it and all just how he's interacting. Otherwise, you just think, yeah, it's a nice passage. When you understand the details of what's going on and how he's doing all these things for the pleasure of the devotees, then it becomes very nice.